Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru. Looking dapper today in the black sport coat, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to our man Gregor in Slovenia.
You know what? I was looking all over the map, and I couldn't find it.
I think it's in Tennessee.
No, it's not in Tennessee.
Oh.
Because I looked there first.
Is there a Slovenia, Tennessee?
No.
Okay.
No, there's not. But I love when we have fans listening all over the country. Gregor's a great guy. He's sending a message. All over the world, rather. Yeah, the country, too. But that's, I love it, though. You know what I'm saying? It blows my mind that people listen to this stuff still.
Yeah, maybe a couple of shout-out requests from a lady every now and again would...
Professor, when you do automotive radio...
Well, but you're here.
Yeah, but even then, you know what I'm saying. I mean, you're asking a lot. You know,
got
a
little bit of a female listening base.
Yeah, it's like I was looking at my YouTube demographic. It's like 98.9% male.
That's surprising.
And that 0.1%, I don't think you want to give a shout out to if you catch my drift. You know what I mean?
Think you know me very well.
He said, I've had quite a few lonely nights in my life.
He said, I'll shout it out.
I'll give him a shout out.
Ellie May that builds transmissions in Newport, Tennessee. What's up, girl?
That's right. You know how we do.
Spit that dip out and give me some sugar.
Oh. Yeah, go and ruin it.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, I tell you what's going on. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
There is a lot of stuff
going
on.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now. There's so much craziness. One that I want to tell you about, I got a special guest lined up. I want to give you a little sneak peek into next week's show. And I don't typically do this because, I'll be honest with you, I usually don't know what I want to talk about from week to week. But we're planning these things now. So this is a big step.
We're growing up.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like I'm doing my homework. All right. Professor Kobe, I want to give you three guesses. Wrecked celebrity cars in the last year on social media.
Well, we've got Kevin Hart.
Yeah, he did.
And his challenger. Kevin Hart is not going to be on Hot Rods and Happy.
Barracuda.
I will go ahead and I will knock that one out for you. I'm not even going to lie to you and say it's going to be Kevin Hart.
Let me make some calls.
You know, Kevin, what's up, man? We got a booster seat. Come on over.
I saw him in concert once, man. We're good.
You know what I mean.
We clicked.
Yeah.
From way back in the back.
Oh.
Celebrity.
Or star car.
Star
built
car.
By a celebrity, maybe.
Okay.
That's been wrecked. It was all over social media.
All over social media.
I can only think of one more.
Steve Head. Or Hard with the Fast and Furious car.
No. Not Sam Hard.
Sam Hard, that's what
Sam
I meant
Hard, not Steve, not Sam. Although, speaking of Sam Hard, Sam Hard Hard Up Garage in the UK. I can't say UK anymore. In the UK. UK. He calls me this week, and he goes, Rob, you legend. I said, and you're correct. Next. And he goes, what are you doing? And I said, talking to you, Sam. What are you doing? And he goes, so, I got a question. You know your buddy Ed Bolian? Ed Bolian, of course, the guy that holds the record for the cannonball driving cross country. Ben Wiki, yada, yada, yada. Wrote the book For the Record. You know, guy's well known. He goes, him and some guard from YouTube named Freddie Hernandez
Tavares?
Exactly. From Florida.
Yeah.
Rang me up. Well, Tavares is building the Fast and Furious
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini. Yeah. We're rebuilding it or trying to get it back on
the road. Making it into a car again.
Yeah. The one that Tyrese drove in Fast
7.
One of those.
I stopped watching after 5.
Yeah. So anyway, well, Freddie needs some parts, but Ed has a special project. He has a special project he's working on. He's told me, he said, Rob, I'm looking for a, are we that close on time already?
No, we got 4 minutes.
Okay, I'm just saying, I see these fingers come up.
Yeah, that wasn't necessary.
I don't know if that was 4 seconds, 4 minutes, 4 hours. Anyway, so he says, Rob, he said, I'm looking for a Lamborghini, block to make a chandelier out of. So
chandelier,
and for a Lamborghini block out of a Murcielago to make a chandelier out of, and I mean I'm pretty sure you won't find that on Pinterest. So
Copart,
no, because the Mercies are one of the few Lamborghinis that don't spit blocks out. So they generally that's the one thing that doesn't get problems. So everybody's got a good one. Well, Sam Hard calls me up from the UK. And I put some feelers out. So Sam calls me up from the UK. And Sam says, hey, you know your buddy Ed and old Freddie? They need some of my Lambo parts. I said, Sam, I didn't know you had any Lambo parts. He's got the complete running gear out from one of the Mercies they used in whatever Fast and Furious the orange ones were in. They had two. And he's got the complete running gear. Axles, transmissions, prop shafts, everything.
Well, that seems appropriate.
He has every piece of it. He bought it in a lot. And he's got the GNX Buick, all the drivetrain out of the GNX Buick. And of course, he's got Dom's 68 Charger or a 70 Charger. And then he's got, what's the other fast car? He had Brian's, one of the Eclipses.
The Eclipses.
Yeah, one of the real Eclipses.
Yeah, the other one's running around Berea. It is. I've seen it. I've got pictures.
He said, I know this guy. He said, Paul Walker isn't dead. He isn't dead.
He's in Berea.
He's living in Berea.
Yeah.
Which, I'll be honest with you, in the very first Fast and Furious, you know where Dom went to Mexico and he's riding around the Chevelle? Berea is virtually the same thing now. So it really doesn't matter. So.
That Walmart day passed?
Yes. Wait a minute. That's Wild Horse Road. I know better. You telling me Dom's 5 minutes from my shop, not coming by saying, hey. Third taco truck, hang a left. I'm on the right. Anyway, so Sam get Sam and Ed and Freddie, all these guys together. So now I'm playing like matchmaker with these parts and the things that Sam has. So Sam is coming over from the UK. So I got to stay with him when I did American Speed Fest in London. So now Sam's going to come stay with me.
Okay, I want to come over.
Sam Hard's going to come stay at my house. And we're going to record Van Wickies. We're going to record a special at year one. And this is the kicker. He goes, Rob, you got that voice. I'm like, this voice? He goes, that voice. He said, you got this voice. He said, I need your mouth.
Whoa.
And that freaked me out when he said it at first. But he said, all right. Cody Walker, Paul Walker's brother.
Yep.
Felicity something. Anyway, they have a charity that was Paul Walker's charity. Reach out, something.
That's what he was doing when he passed.
There you go. So that's why we keep you around.
I've seen it on TV.
So we're going to team up because the Charger they built is going to be boated in and then shipped to Nebraska. And then they're driving from Nebraska to Vegas to raise money for charity.
Hmm. Wow. That's
a lot. And he said, I want you to voice the trip when they video it.
That's pretty cool.
So I told him, I said, yeah, I might. But of course I'll do it. I mean, that's awesome. But how cool is that? And also, if you want to see Sam Hard's SEMA teaser video with the Charger, you might recognize the voice in that one too. I'm telling you. I tell you something else. We got a commercial break coming right up our pants leg, boys. We got to slow down for just a little bit. Pause for a commercial break. Stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Hendersonville, North Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. Hendo.
Right up the roto.
There you go. Look at it. Didn't you rhyme? You're like a poet and didn't know it.
That's right.
Make a rhyme anytime. All right. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right. So, anyway, talking to my buddy Sam Hard, we are putting a love connect. So, all the way from Portsmouth to Atlanta, Georgia, and then the rest of it goes to Florida to make a chandelier to go in Ed's garage.
That's crazy.
I don't want to stand under that thing.
I've seen, you know, pigeon block tables.
You may need to, you may want to put that on a stud. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yes, please.
But I think it'll be kind of cool, though. It's kind of neat how that worked out.
It's fitting.
And then Sam's coming here. So we're literally, Sam's coming to stay at the house. VinWiki, year one, we're going to do a couple little things like that. And then we're flying off to Vegas.
I want to party with him.
I want to tell you something, Professor. I don't think you can hang with Sam Hart.
I feel like I've been issued a challenge.
Las Vegas can't hang with Sam Hard, okay? Las Vegas said, Sam Hard, give us a little time to recover before you come back. Like, Sam Hard hit Vegas like Dorian hit the Bahamas.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Too soon.
You know what I'm saying?
Category 5 and off.
Well.
Dang.
Nobody's listening right there anyway, right now.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we ain't got to worry about that. But that's the thing you got to think about. I mean, Sam Hard is... Like, this guy, he's rock star and Austin Powers put together.
I feel like you don't really know the things that I do when you're not around.
I have my mom goggles on right now, Professor. He's such a nice boy.
I love your mom.
she's remember, a saint.
She does an angel. Listen, Richard.
I know, and she knows that I love her, and she's an angel.
She's an angel.
So am I.
Just watch what you say.
Yeah, your halo's a little crooked there. I want to get right on top of the horns. Anyway, so me and Sam got talking about, you know, the difference in hot rodding between where they're at and here. You know, London and the UK and all that stuff. Those guys, they love all the old cars over there. But over here, we have fads. We have trends.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
And a trend that kind of hurts my heart this went away, and I hope it comes back, but I'm really hesitant when I say that. I don't think it will. Does that make sense? You see what I'm getting at? Like, I want it to.
Right.
But I don't feel like it's going. I'm doubtful.
I just want to know what it is.
Street rods.
Yeah.
I was thinking you were going to say that, and I really do think it is starting to come back a little bit because I've been seeing some coming out. More and more.
Traditional hot rods.
Yeah, the street rods, most of them are going to need not even an update, more like a back date. You know, like the picture of Mighty Mouse on the trunk and the tweed interiors. Probably going to go ahead and throw some vinyl on those and maybe repaint it.
And get rid of those 15-inch billet wheels and go with some, you know,
yeah, no taller ones. No more fuzzy dice.
What?
Well, you were talking about traditional hot rods. I didn't have my phone on me, and it was last Saturday. I was in Columbus, North Carolina. Stopped and enrolls an all-steel, like, Model A coupe. Traditional hot rod. I mean, it was jacked up in the back, low in the front, still normal, had the zoomies coming out, traditional hot rod.
Small block Chevrolet?
Small block Chevrolet, like all of them.
Well, if you want a good running Ford, that's what you got to do.
And it was teal with pink and aqua stripes on it.
Now, that's street rod.
Yep.
When we say traditional, are we talking about like circa 1993?
No. This was 1993.
Yeah. Okay.
What he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. But traditional rods, I'm talking about like white walls and hubcaps and the
flat black and red steelies.
Yeah, the whole happy days, hey vibe, that guy. I love it when the producer does the thumbs up like that. Hey, just like the Fonz.
We're doing good.
Looking great, guys. Patrick's over here trying to like beat his head against the wall. But it's all right, Patrick. If I had to have Jad do the same thing. And
yeah, that's a more familiar finger right there.
I get that one a lot. I know we are number one in podcast downloads.
Never mind.
How many fingers do you have enough fingers to hold up? How many downloads upstate? What you call it gets? Or is that how many total they get?
If you pick up on this burn, you're a legend, but I'll bet you can't do six.
Wow.
You know, when a man with a pocket protector just insults you, that's a new level of low. That hurt.
What are you doing?
That's...
You don't want to play that game.
Oh, man, like I said, guys, if we could ever put cameras in here, we could have our own late-night HBO show.
Probably so.
I'm talking about like 2 o'clock in the morning HBO show.
I think we'd make it 3 or 4 seasons at least.
Easy. If Arliss made it, we can. I'm telling you. I'm just throwing that out there. But street rods, though, you don't see them. Or if you do, they're run down. And this is the thing. I'm always looking for cars. Well, you know, and the thing that spurred this is I got red hot. My little 95 C1500 pickup truck, OBS truck. You know, we lowered it. It's got a big set of wheels on it. It's just a cute little truck. So I put it up for sale and trade because you never know what somebody's liable to offer you. And I've gotten every Impala SS and clapped out CTSV Cadillac, old style, just random stuff for it. I got offered a boat, a Baja boat, 2 Harley Davidsons, a 96 Impala SS.
Ooh. Not good, huh?
Yeah, what a good one. And, and I'll be honest with you, the best one in the world, and I still don't think I'd swap truck for it. So,
You're probably going to get some street rod offers because some people might be sick of riding around on leaf springs and bias ply tires.
Well, street rod guys had radial tires.
You know what I mean. Not in the 50s.
Yeah, well, the traditional rod guys. But the street rod guys, I had a guy offer me a 36 Ford 2-door sedan street rod. 350, 3 deuces, bright red, sitting on a set of 15-inch American Racing torque thrust mags. Gray tweed interior. It had a Wabbit's wood grain dash in it.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, that's old school.
But you know what I'm saying. And the thing that was crazy is it hasn't been drove in 5 years, the car hasn't. And the car is actually an extremely good-looking car. I mean, somebody's had a lot of money in this car. And a lot more money than you would have in an OBS truck. So, I tell you what, guys, we're gonna go a little further with this. Just hang tight. We got a commercial break. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio as always. Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
You know how we do. Shout out to all our listeners in Spokane, Washington.
Have you ever noticed, Kobe, when he says it, he rubs his chin like a sophisticated, like, yes.
If
he like, you a, need a pipe.
If he had a goatee, I'd be a little bit more worried about it.
Yeah, he did have one, but he rubbed it off.
Yeah.
But so, and then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on? I am waiting for him to come in like in a silk red robe or something. Just to come.
I want to tell you something about the professor.
I'm not at home.
The professor.
Come in with your pipe.
The professor, like, you go pick him up at the house. He comes walking out with his smoking jacket and his Blackbird pipe in. He comes in. Hello.
Hello,
buddies,
love.
Stay in the house. Buddies, please.
Please. Hello, love.
Love. Richard's wearing his slippers, just walking around.
Well, you know, I mean, we've gone on trips together. You know, you know how I roll. You know, bathrobe and flip flops.
Hey, that's how we roll. You know,
doesn't
matter if it's 4 p.m.
Don't judge me.
Them okay. Bunny slippers. I mean, the little ears dragging the ground and everything.
It's a good look for you.
That's embarrassing, man. I walk outside like on a Sunday at like 2 p.m. in my bathrobe and slippers, and I look across the street and like. My neighbor's weeding. Oh, they must think I'm such a loser.
No, like, but they're praying for you. Lord, because you know what? They don't know what you did on your Saturday night.
Yes, they do.
Or they would be praying for you.
Yes, they do.
He said, because I was in my front yard doing it.
That's right.
Oh, me. He's trying to get that Cordova to crank or whatever. It's a Murata.
Ain't there your neighbor's truck?
It ain't no Cordova.
I wish I was a Cordova.
Oh, I just want like, I want to back to future you, like in the diner. McFly, stop. You know, I feel like, I know we're talking about street rides this week, but I feel like we need to have an intervention for you, like an automotive intervention.
I bought that car on my ex-girlfriend's birthday. Like, that alone should have said, like, don't do this.
You know what? That could have been bad juju.
It apparently has been.
And juju is something you don't mess with.
You know, when the Cadillac went down, I really thought at one point you were going to head to the Dodge dealership and come back with something else.
Oh, Lord.
I couldn't. It wouldn't work.
I figured you would have had it towed there.
That's, you know, that's just bad, man.
I did. I was getting worried.
If you had a C4 Corvette, that Cadillac wouldn't have no wheels on it. You'd be all right. You'd be riding around.
I know.
With your hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple weeks.
It's been a rough time. But you know what? You're back in a GM product. So the world's looking up again.
Back in business. Man, I've never been without my car for 2 weeks. It's an amazing feeling getting back in. And, very fortunate. I've been driving my dad's car for 2 weeks. But my dad drives a base Chrysler 200, and I drive a 2017 Cadillac.
Well, it's like, hey, it's like your voice to text. Oh, we don't do that.
Oh, yeah, satellite radio. No,
we don't have that.
Leather on the steering wheel, just nothing.
He said, I was touching plastic.
Like,
I feel so, right now, cue the Sarah McLachlan music in the background. The
palm of my hand.
Bless your heart.
The palm of my hand is chafed.
He didn't have his dual climate control.
The steering wheel was not the reason for that one, Richard, okay? Don't blame.
No, I mean more than normal.
Don't blame your dad's Dodge for that, okay? Chrysler, whatever it is. It's whatever. It's all in the Mopar umbrella family.
They're all Dodges.
It is. It's a Dodge at the end of the day. No, it's a Chrysler. No. They're all a Dodge.
Nah, this one's a Dodge. I don't care what it says.
It's straight up, it's a Dodge. Get you a Chrysler. So, but we're talking about the street rides. Had this guy offer me this really nice Ford that... You know, 20 years ago, this was a $40,000, $50,000 car. And it's not terribly out of date once you get past the wood grain dash and the tweed interior. But all in all, a little small block Chevrolet, 3 deuces, automatic. This is a cute car. But then I started looking at comps of what they're bringing. Nothing.
Yeah,
I would rather have my 95 Chevrolet truck than that. What is wrong with the world?
Well, that 95 Chevrolet truck, though, also, like, you could daily that thing.
It's pretty
You could daily this Ford. It's got a Mustang 2 front end and a 9-inch Ford rear end under it. I mean, it's not a bad car. It's just street rods aren't where it's at. They don't have a trunk. That's the only downside to it. It's a flatback.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, wood grain is actually starting to come back. I've been seeing it a lot more into a lot more. Newer builds and stuff. A lot of people are starting to
Well, you're going to start to see some of the wood, not like this, wood dash wood.
No.
That wood is like the, where's them plastic trees grow again, Professor?
I don't know. So you're talking about wood that like doesn't come on a roll?
Yeah, it's like a, that really thick, it's wood-like, brown, gooey-looking.
Gooey-looking.
That's the best way to describe it. It's kind of like a, it's like a fudgy.
It didn't come from the rainforest.
It's like you didn't stir your hot chocolate up good, kind of grain, wood.
Rob, it didn't come from the rainforest.
No. There was no water made to make this stuff, I promise you. No, not a drop. This is all, I think, what's the word? Synthetic. There you go.
Yeah.
That's the word.
That's a pretty word for fake.
It's faux.
Faux wood.
Show.
Wood.
But, I mean, this is a nice car. And, I mean, somebody spent a lot of time building it. And it looked like a really nice build. Detailed out on the bottom and all this stuff. It's been sitting for a little while. But, I mean, it's been sitting inside, so the paint's nice. But, I mean, it just blows my mind. And then you start looking at other street rods online. I tell you what's crazy. T-buckets are bringing more money than full fender cars. Your 32s and your 34s, they're still in hanging in the 30s. Your 41 wheelies, which are all fiberglass, they're still up there. But everything else, 44s, 48 Fords, 48 Chevrolets, you know, anything else, they've hit bottom. And it blows my mind because these cars, I grew up in street rods. And I mean, like, these are the cars that attracted me to the hobby. And now nobody wants them.
There's just so many out there.
Well, there's a lot of grandpas that had one, you know? And that's the thing. These cars got saved, and I'd be damned, now they're going to die again. It's sad. It's like if Jurassic Park was real and they brought the dinosaurs back. And then I said, you know what? Kill them. Dinosaurs suck. And we won't kill them.
Well, you know, in the 70s and 80s, and even going into the early 90s, when all these people were building these street rods and hot rods, these luxury, like 40 Fords and stuff like that, they didn't want really the muscle car. Now everybody wants the muscle cars. Everybody wants the Chevelles, the Camaros, the Pro Touring stuff. So... They have fell off, but there's still certain people out there that...
Well, look at the NSRA. They had to open up. For years and years and years, the NSRA was pre-1948.
Yep.
And now, NSRA is like pre-2005 or something, you know, like...
70...
Just come as you are.
I think it's 72, I think.
Now you got SSRs and stuff in the NSRA.
Exactly. And when SSRs have better resale than 40 Fords, I'm concerned.
I saw one
when
of those
Plymouth Prowlers have better resale.
Plymouth Prowlers are on the uptick.
That's the bad thing. I saw them, they dropped that 17, 18 mark for about a minute.
Yeah.
And now 20, 22, 23, getting higher and higher. SSRs, they're on the downtick.
Yeah. They're
starting to get cheaper and cheaper.
Yeah.
They stayed for the longest time in that 25K range. And then they finally, they missed the mark with the SSR.
Yeah.
That could have been really neat.
They did the same thing as Plymouth did with the Prowler by not making it fast, but the Prowler was so unique that it kind of didn't matter.
I tell you what the cool thing about the Prowler is it was such a parts bin car.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it unless you know where the parts came from.
Yeah, like the whole center cluster and the radio, it's all Caravan.
Yeah,
and they ride great. Believe it or not.
It's actually a cool car once you get rid of them stupid bumpers off the front.
Yeah, which is the first thing everybody does.
Yeah.
Because they have to have them on there because wreck purposes.
Don't hit nothing, you'll have that problem. The problem solved.
Well, they can't release them.
Don't be dumb. Just
unbolt them.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, I mean, they were practically designed to come off.
Yep.
But they were. It was an afterthought. Like, they put them on, like, everybody's going to take these off.
Yeah. We'll make it easy. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what isn't easy is dealing with these damn commercial breaks. Every time we get going good, got to stop again.
But we got to pay the bills.
It's Patrick's fault.
Patrick, maybe if you drove a Prius and not that big FJ Cruiser, we could take less commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. It's Rob Pitts. the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst slash Dodge loving self, the professor. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Neither can I.
It's just, it hurts my heart. The professor, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to the speed mecca of the United States, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Put your bulletproof vest on.
Or just drive very, very, very fast.
Well, the roads are very, very, very rough, too. That's how they control speed in Indiana. Potholes.
Potholes for your protection.
Yeah, exactly.
South Carolina's
Yeah, we're not too far behind, I don't think.
No, we're not, actually. You've not lived till you drove a C4 Corvette around Indianapolis.
Without a VIN number.
That makes it even more treacherous, but you know what I'm saying. You know, because now you can't dodge potholes because they think you've been drinking, and you can't get pulled over because your car, well, because they don't have a VIN plate. But because, you know what I'm saying.
Because it's not a real car.
It's a fictitious.
It's a phantom.
It's a phantom. It's a fantasy. Oh, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel slash all-around cool car guy with his germ eggs in his hand because he's that guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
I'm telling you, what do you
I got? Just found it. It was laying on this.
Do you just
table.
Pick up anything you find? Like yeah. A crack pipe or something?
No, I just seen it laying there.
That's
and I was
a trap.
This is what little kids.
I was going to give some to Richard for his chapped hands.
No, that's got alcohol in it. That just
yeah,
it
man,
worse.
Trust me. I don't want that.
lotion.
Make the rest of it. Never mind.
Lord, we're going to take him to the hospital again.
It happened again.
Professor.
They got him on fast
entry. You know when they call you by your radio name at the hospital, that's bad.
When I walk into the emergency room, the young lady behind the counter just shakes her head and frowns.
She's like, we're praying.
He's here again.
It's him. At least he's got pants on, you know.
Not always.
This time. So, we're talking about street rods. But the thing is, just like you were saying, Kobe, everybody wants that pro touring. Everybody wants that C2 Corvette with C4 Corvette suspension under it, with a LS whatever's out this week, and this and that and this and that. And it's cool. And they want air, and they want 700 horsepower. Ain't no billet ball mill valve covers. Right? What's up with that? Ain't no tweed interior, nothing.
People want vehicles that remind them of modern vehicles but look classic.
Well, they want the classic look, but they want the modern conveniences.
Yeah.
And street rods have them to an extent, but not like they're doing now. And this is the thing. It's weird because you've got 20-something, 30-somethings, 40-somethings that weren't around when C2 Corvettes, 69 Camaros, all these things were floating around, but they love them, won't look twice at a 44.
Right. A lot of it is, like we've been talking about, trends. I mean,
it's like, you know what I'm saying? So will the street rods come back? That's my thing. Because the guys that built these things, they're going away.
I truthfully think they will. I think people are going to get tired of having what their neighbor down the street or
well,
their
that
buddy
was
the
cool
club.
Thing about street rods was variation.
Yep.
You had your popular cars. But then you had your 40 Chevrolets or your 40 Pontiacs or your Plymouths or your, you know what I'm saying? You had everything, Buicks
and they all
Hudson Terraplanes.
They all did them different.
Studebakers.
They all did them different.
Exactly.
Nowadays, you go to some of these big shows, you got 869 Camaros sitting there, all LS swapped, all leather interior,
well,
same suspension.
In the same token, in the 90s. You've seen 844s, and they were all bright red, and they all had a small block Chevrolet on them with ball mill valve covers.
Batman parts.
Exactly. Mustang 2 front ends. Yep. I guess the repetition happened in the street rods, too. But you see where I'm getting at. It was a little more different. You know, you had more variety. Now, 69 Camaro, 67 Corvette. I mean, like, if it ain't that, it ain't nothing.
I think part of the problem is that those were built to modern standards in the 80s and the 90s. Which, you know, was what people wanted. Same reason they want the cars today that they want is because they're built to modern standards. But they were built to modern standards 30 years ago, so it's not modern anymore.
You know why they were built to modern standards in the 80s and the 90s? Truthfully?
So you could drive them.
So you could bring your wife along. Yeah. The end.
Yep.
No guy has ever in his life was ever concerned about armrests or tweed interior, you know what that is? That's your wife. That's it. 110%.
It's an interesting viewpoint.
It's the truth.
And a big and
it's
a big
the truth.
Trump.
And you know why women, I say, are to blame for that? Is when you go to a car show back in the day and you've seen them crying baby doll things on the fenders. You know how many of those things? No man never made one of those. So if you saw one, you did. I used to hate those things.
What was that even about?
I don't know. I'd walk around car shows. I'd kick them. Just kick the crap. I mean, I'd punt that thing. I mean, I'd send it for this little doll kid. Yeah.
I remember walking around one show one time, and I seen one, and I looked around. No one was looking. I turned it upside down, and their engine bay and his feet were sticking out. My buddy goes, "That guy's going to kill you." I was like, he didn't know.
I tell you, one time I did see a little kid laying against the car. I thought he was one of those. He was actually
did you kick him?
Then he moved.
Did you kick him?
He screamed when I kicked him.
That was awesome.
And that was the last time I ever got to go to that car show. But anyway.
My bad, Bob.
Sorry about your kid.
You know what? Him or his dad, either one, never talked to me again. Crazy. You know, some people just hold grudges, I guess. I don't know. But... You know, back to the street rides. I mean, so it kind of hurts me because I grew up in this stuff.
Me too.
You have this very diverse field of cars. And, I mean, very high-dollar cars. And now, it's like the tables have turned. And, I mean, they've dropped like a rock. And I'm not talking about, that they went down. But these things are pennies on the dollar now.
Yeah, not a good investment to build.
No, Lord, no. Well, hell, they're all built up anyway. Anything that's worth building is built. But I mean... You can pick these cars up for a song. And I'm talking about, I'll be honest with you, as far as the quality of a car, if you want to buy a car to take to car shows to get your plastic trophy, you can't beat it.
No.
Bang for the buck.
And you would probably win a lot of trophies.
Because it would be different. It's not a new Dodge Challenger. It's not a new Mustang. It's not a new Camaro. So right off the bat, you score a point there. Then you got, you know, everything else, all your classic cars are... Corvettes, Camaros, everything's, you know what I'm saying, or C10 trucks.
Chevelles.
Or stock, you know, or like restored 57 Chevys. And
exactly.
Like
so you would actually stick out with this thing. I mean, that blows my mind.
And really all you got to do is get them running again.
Yeah.
They're just sitting in a garage for 15 years.
And most of them are good running cars. I mean, that was the thing. I mean, you know, 350, 350, 357 R4. I mean, these are great power plants. I mean, you know what I mean? Not the biggest powerhouse in the world necessarily, but they're great running engines. And, you know, 9-inch Ford rear ends and Mustang 2 front suspensions. I mean, that's good stuff. They still use it to this day. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, you know, that's another thing. I'll tell you something. I was up at the Pigeon Forge, Shades of the Past. Rod runs this weekend coming. But I was at the Pigeon Forge show. I'll tell you another thing that's fell off. It's F-100 trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, real hard.
50 Chevrolet trucks. You can't touch one. For less than 15 grand. If it's rolling and in one piece, it's 15 grand.
At least.
Four trucks? I don't think I ever saw one over 15.
No, they have.
And I saw some nice ones. Nice 55.
One of those done for 15.
Yeah, I mean, like nice trucks. I've always kind of been a fan of them myself.
I like the 51, 52, 53, 4.
I like them. I love a 56 with the straight post, you know, the wraparound windshield. I mean, those are just pretty. But, I mean, I like, you know, 53, 54, 55. I mean, all those, I like them. A lot of 48, 51, what's the stack grill. Yep. I like those. But yeah, the bottoms fell out in those things, which blows my mind. And then we got another commercial break on top of it. These are my problems right now. Street rods and commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.